Hello, welcome back to another week of the Makers Misfits podcast. My name is Joe, and I'm the GM for this misguided and misfitted adventure. I'm accompanied by my four friends. There's four of you. No, there's five of you. My bad. Nathan.
Hi.
Chris.
Hello.
Elmer.
Hello.
Zach.
What's up?
Marcus.
Hello.
So, Zach, we had a Twitter poll about when you weren't here, if we were going to invite you back.
I voted.
It didn't end well for you. I think you were voted off the island.
Let me see. I could pull a last poll.
We also voted that you gotta get a new job, Joe. You gotta hit up a restaurant.
Oh yeah.
As promised.
I gotta go work in a restaurant.
As who? 7 votes. I say fuck everybody that voted.
We also voted that old-fashioned donuts take longer to eat than regular donuts for everyone. Unanimously.
They're instantaneously because you just skip them.
What?
Oh, Elmer, you missed the whole conversation about donuts. And so did all of our listeners.
I tried a mochi nut yesterday for the first time. That was interesting.
What? First time?
What's a mochi nut?
Like the actual thing?
A donut with mochi in it. It was really chewy.
Or a donut made out of mochi.
Yeah.
Which is really good.
It's really chewy.
Mm-hmm. That sounds good.
Is there still like dough?
Yes.
Hmm. I like chewy bread. That's one of my things. Like, if bread makes me work for it, I'm down.
That's a fucking brand new sentence. I like chewy. I like chewy bread.
Like a thick baguette of bread. Like, if I have to really chew, I like it. It's good.
It sounds like you're eating stale baguette.
Yeah, no. Joe likes a jaw workout while he eats.
Apparently,
isn't it a baguette?
Not a baguette. What's it called?
No, bidet.
Bidet. Yeah.
Love to chew up some bidets.
No, Chris, he was a duvet.
Oh, duvet.
chewy duvet is really good.
Stale ass duvet.
Huh. Chewy bread.
Yes, chewy. Like a Dutch crunch.
I don't think I've ever had that.
I don't think that's chewy.
Yeah,
it's crunchy.
Yeah,
like, you gotta really work for it. Your jaw has to like open up, and you gotta really work to chew the bread.
Yeah, I mean,
what kind of Dutch crunch are you eating?
The good ones,
like you know, the chewy ones.
Chewy ones, man.
the underbaked ones.
Ooh, underbaked bread. Yeah.
No, you're gonna kill yourself.
I don't think Joe's ever had underbaked bread. I think he's leaning into this now.
I think that Joe just likes his bread not super well done. And that's it.
Thank you, Marcus. Marcus understands me.
I would like my bread medium rare.
I want my bread to bleed.
How do you prepare your bread?
Bloody bread.
So you don't like toast then?
I do like toast. Toast makes you work for it. But not like burnt. I don't want toast.
What this guy's all over the place. All right, that's
racist. No, but you know what? Back at Nathan's house, I would just eat the you know what? I think I do just like raw bread. Because I would just eat the
raw bread.
All bread is bread.
Or you raw dogging the bread.
give me the bread, no condom.
Wait, what did you see at Nate's house? I would just
take the bread out and I'd eat it.
What bread?
You guys have like bread,
Marcus.
like a sliced loaf, like slices.
I think you just like bread.
Yeah, Chad, I think you like bread.
I don't think it being chewy or not is
I think it being raw or whatever.
I guess it's like carbs.
Joe's trying to be the world's first bread sommelier. That's what he's trying to be here.
Love that job. Screw my other dream job that I talked about. I want that one.
It could be. I think you should just start it.
I guess so.
Mm-hmm. To start recommending breads to people.
All right, Joe. A new episode every week. You got to have a new bread for us to talk about.
A new bread. Okay. Okay.
In their notes.
This week was all about donuts.
Soil. It was groove.
And then next week, we talk about why rye bread is a sleeper.
Rye bread sucks.
Donut bread?
Whoa.
Next week, we talk about how rye bread was God's mistake.
Whoa. God, I never met a bad bread. Okay.
That's
you don't eat enough bread.
I've eaten a lot of bread. Right.
I've eaten a lot of bread too. And rye bread actually kinda good.
The smacks.
Yeah, just have sourdough.
Great. It's great Reuben.
No, sourdough is like just all time favorite of everything.
Well, yeah, sourdough's top.
It's a classic.
Sourdough's like the Cowboys or the Lakers or the Yankees. Everybody fucking likes them.
Sourdough is the Lakers of bread.
Everyone's on the sourdough bandwagon.
What's the king's bread?
Rye bread.
I don't know. Rye bread is good. I don't know.
Ciabatta kind of sucks.
That's why it's the king's bread.
Ciabatta kind of sucks.
There's potential there.
You can make a lot of good things with ciabatta, but you could just do better
with other bread.
See, that's why I picked it.
That was a great job.
I think ciabatta tries too hard to be modern. I think that's what ciabatta does.
All the time.
You just have to be kind of like, you can't get basic stuff in ciabatta bread because then it's like, why the fuck do I have ciabatta bread? You got to get like a pesto chicken sandwich.
Yeah.
A little different.
Something that embraces the modern.
Yeah.
Mm. All right. I think it's time for you guys to embrace the death of one of your character members.
Is it you?
No, I don't die. I live forever in this game. So take that as you will. But Fidget.
Do you bleed?
Fidget might have a forever sleep going on here. She is dying three.
No, Fidget's fine.
And it's currently the monster's turn.
Wait, we stopped in the middle of combat?
Yes, we did.
And now the monster is going to walk around everyone and eat me. This is all the bread comments I've been making.
Yeah. It's going to take a couple pieces of rye bread and sandwich Fidget. Nah, it's pretty upset that it's currently surrounded by everyone around him. So it's actually going to take a bite out of Anna Carmen. That's what it's going to do.
Reaction thing. Forgot what it's called. I'm using it.
Is it a dodge? Oh, I don't think it's going to matter. Dodge.
Yeah. What'd you roll?
I rolled a natural 19.
Yeah, but this is your third attack, so...
I don't think it is.
No, we stopped in the middle of your turn and you had to attack twice.
The last person to roll was Fidget, so I think this is going to be a crit.
I don't know. What is your total?
Yeah, Joe.
My total is oh my god, it's a 33.
You just barely got it.
What's your DC?
It's a 22 with my reaction.
Dear god. All right.
Shut up. You got a 33. You can't dear god my 22.
Oh, dear god, what other I want, dear god. This is really gonna hurt. This is 66 plus 8.
Well, fucking bring it on, you fucking baby.
That is 30 points of damage.
And you know what? I am, I'm down.
And I need you to roll me a fortitude save as it takes a giant bite out of your arm.
Cool. 17, 9 plus 8.
That's a failure. You're going to take a minus 1 to your charisma-based checks for 24 hours.
Oh, no.
Which actually affects you because isn't charisma based your intimidation rules?
Probably.
If there's ever someone to do this to, it would be you. All right, after it takes a snack out of Anna Carmen, it's going to claw at the goblin to the right of it, Mr. Naz. That is a 25. Does that hit?
Yes.
Yeah, it's gonna hit.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Go ahead and take 9 points of damage, and then it's gonna move out of this awful situation, and it's gonna go in between the door, so it's not surrounded by everyone. And that's its turn. It takes a little step to the left. It is now Snap's turn. Just to remind you guys of the order, it's gonna go Snap, Anna Carmen, Naz, Grimlock, and then Fidget. So you guys have some time to go save the girl.
Yeah, so dying three. One more fail from a real death.
Yeah.
And then did Anna Carmen go down or is she just
She's down. Hurt?
Nah, I'm down.
What are you, just dying one?
Dying two because she went down for a crit.
I guess dying two, yeah.
Oh, we see. I need to check how long stabilize takes. Takes two action. So I'll just... how far is this? Perfect. I can walk to Fidget, cast stabilize. So you lose the dying condition and you remain unconscious at one hit point. And then that's my turn.
I lose all my dying conditions or just...
It just says the target loses the dying condition.
Okay.
So you, instead of being dying, you're now wounded.
Okay.
So if you do go unconscious again, though, before you guys rest, you will die. Because you're wounded 3, and once you become unconscious again, it goes to wounded or dying 4.
Okay.
So be careful.
Okay, I got it. Yeah.
Right. Good guy, Snap. Coming up clutch. It's time for Anna Carmen.
What can I even do here? Just try to, like, survive?
Oh, you have to do a divine... what is this thing called?
I don't know.
We've only done 25 episodes of this.
Yeah, and I've only died once.
Yeah, that wasn't really dying.
But I died.
So, Aku's still alive?
Yeah, is that what I'm hearing?
Aku is still alive. Just
he's not like Goku?
What are you referencing, Zach?
Like how Goku dies all the time.
Who the hell is Goku?
Dragon Ball Z?
Never heard of it.
Yeah, me neither.
These kids don't watch anime, Zach, like me. I got it.
You're the biggest anime fan I know.
All right, so you got to do a recovery check. Your DC is a 12 because it's 10 plus your dying level.
Just flat? Oh, flat. 13.
Hey. All right, so success, your dying value is reduced by 1. So now you're just dying 1.
Okay. Oh, joy.
So, I mean, take that with you. Naz, it's your turn.
Where am I at?
Kill this thing. You're in the room with us.
Boom, right here. Okay. Go up to it. Dab it. That's very smart. G that. Blah, 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 blah. That's... okay. Just nothing happened. I just got closer to it.
You did get closer, and you put it... you can put it in a flank with if someone moves over. So that's good. Grim lock.
All right, I'll be the one to move over. I sidestep so I can get in flanking position. I'm going to go for the good old trip. That's 14 plus 7, 21 versus your 42.
It's going to be a failure.
Okay, so they're on the floor.
No, like, oh, I didn't fail. I'm sorry. You failed.
Okay.
Be more clear. You're the one that rolled.
No, you're the one that rolled.
Shut up. No, I didn't.
You did make a fortitude check.
No, you roll against my fortitude save. Fortitude save is already a plus 25. So it's
what?
A plus 15. So that's...
how do I just find this out now?
Wow.
It's against my fortitude DC. That's why you roll.
All right. I thought it was a roll off. And then I go for the attack and I only roll a 13 and I'm assuming I miss.
That's a miss.
He's one nimble little dude.
All right. It is Digit's turn.
I'm unconscious, though, right? So I can't do anything?
Yeah, you're just there.
Do something.
What was it, Snap?
Do something. Wake up and carry.
Yeah. See, I mean, I can't... I don't have to do a roll or anything, right, Joe? I'm just there. I'm lying on the ground.
You're just there, yeah.
You just wake up.
All right, so it's going to try to attack Grimlock now. 8 plus 12, 20? Oh, yes. 8 plus 14, sorry. More than that.
It's a hit.
All right.
Also, yeah.
So it takes a bite out of you. Or 15 points of damage. This isn't looking good. Oh no, guys.
I was weak.
Oh no. Alright, it's going. After taking a bite out of you, or clawing you. No, that's a bite, I'm sorry. Can you roll me a fortitude save, by the way?
That is a natural 1, 10 total.
There is no penalty for critically failing this, so you have that. You just take a minus 1 to your charisma checks.
Alright.
It's going to... try to claw out at Snap here.
Naz.
Oh, yes, Naz. God, one day. Does a 12 hit? It's not going to hit. It's going to take one more claw at you. Okay, it rolled a even worse. So it misses both times with the claw.
Doesn't hit.
Yes, thanks, Zach. All right, guys. Let's see. Who is next? Snap. You've been carrying this team. You're going to have to carry it a little bit longer.
How hurt is he? This is the thing.
It's not great.
What does that mean? Not great for him or us?
Relative. It's not great for you guys.
Okay. I will use my last level 2 spell. to cast heal at level 2 using all 3 of my actions so that it will... So here's the thing. It targets all living creatures within 30 feet.
Okay.
And then the amount of healing is... Since I'm doing it level 2, it's 2d8 plus 8. So 2d8... Damn it. 16 health total. Everybody gets healed within the 30 feet.
That means him too, right?
Yeah. Okay. That also means Snowflake and Snap.
And us?
Yeah. Yeah, naturally.
I didn't know you had that kind of range on you.
It takes a lot out of me.
He's pooped up. He's tired. 16, baby.
All right.
16.
Good stuff, Snap. Good stuff. Anna Carmen, you're up again. You are wounded too, though.
I don't know what that means.
That means if you get crit again, you'll die.
These are all labels. They mean nothing to me. All right. Okay, so I guess I am just going here. Attack this guy. Let's roll. Oh, no. D20 plus 9. Or was that 7 plus 9, 16?
A miss.
That's fucking great. I'm going to use Intimidating Glare. Because okay. I'm assuming this guy can't... Well, this thing doesn't understand me, so I'm just going to roll a Intimidation check. Oh. 18 plus 6. 24. Minus... do I take my minus? My minus 1?
Yes.
Oh, 23.
And that's against a 2-0 DC?
Probably.
That failure for him, you succeed.
Oh, yeah, baby.
So it's shaken 1. It takes a minus 1 to its AC. You help everyone around it.
Now I'm going to attack it, but I'm going to attack it with my confident finisher since I have a panache point.
Roll high.
Let me just look at something quick. All right. Top. Well, the good thing about confident finisher is that I get to deal half damage. So half of 2 is 1.
Okay, it takes 1 point of damage. Damage is damage. All right, after Anna Carmen, it's Naz's turn. He's got some good healing on you. You're flanking it. It's time for you to be a rogue.
Man, that's intimidating.
Nothing fucking here.
Why do you do all 3 at once? That's bad karma, bad luck, whatever.
So, 3 misses hero. With your dagger. Yeah, you want a hero point?
It's your hero moment.
No.
All right. After Naz, it's Grimlock. Grimlock, you got some healing on you. You're wounded 1, so be aware of that.
Is the enemy wearing some kind of armor?
No, it is just a fleshy being.
Okay, it's okay. I was gonna do some tampering, but I don't think I can if I don't have anything. All right, I'm gonna attack 2 times. Wow. Okay, I rolled a nat 1 again, but I'm gonna use my hero roll now immediately. I get a 22.
That hits.
10 points of
damage.
Nice. There's the damage. There we go.
For my second attack, I roll, not great, 11.
You got one more action.
And then the third action, I'm going to try to grapple this thing. So I extend my axe, and I'm going to try to grapple its body. Damn, 21 against your reflex DC.
Against the reflex DC?
Sorry.
Against fortitude or what?
Oh, yeah, it's fortitude.
Okay, so. That's a failure.
Yep.
You almost had it.
Yeah.
All right, it's Fidget's turn. Fidget, you got some in ya? You got some spells?
She wakes up in a lot of pain, even though I've just been healed, but still nowhere near being full. So she's had a lot. She's still kind of fucked up. Her eyes will like dart back and forth, noticing Snap right in front of her and noticing everyone else still around this thing. Still laying on the ground, she's going to make the quiet coyote-like fingers, like kind of thing. And then after like muttering something under her breath, she'll make a fist. And I need you to make a will save.
Okay, let me do that. Plus my will, that's a 16.
Okay, so automatically you take 8 points of mental damage.
Oh God.
And because you fail, you failed, you said? You did fail. Yeah, you got a 16?
Yeah.
Oh, never mind, nothing happens.
I need to critically fail, don't I?
Yeah, you need to critically fail for the additional effect, but you still take the 8 damage.
That's good, though.
Yeah, 8 mental damage.
All right, is that 2 actions or 1 action or what?
I think that's two actions because I'm on the ground.
Oh, okay.
And now my second action would be nothing. I'm just gonna lay here and cry.
All right.
Third action to cry. Third action to cry.
That's a free action. I'll let you do that for free. I am great. An element. Wait, generous? What's a good one? It's generous. Time. Yeah, it's its turn. Again, it doesn't like being surrounded. It's gonna move to the other room with one action. Its second action, it's gonna pick up a chair and throw it at you guys. It rolled a 15 against you, Anna Carmen, as it throws a chair at you.
A 15 against my AC?
Yes.
That misses, fucking loser.
It grabs another chair. It's gonna throw it at you, Grimlock, and it rolled a 18.
It misses.
Two misses. All right. These chairs go
chops
left
that
and
chair
right.
Right in half.
I'm glad chops we have a certain level of competency. That we're not getting beat by the dude in the fight.
All right, Snap, it's your turn. Speaking of competency.
Well, so what's the deal with... I doubt anyone remembers. When was the last time I healed everyone? Or is there enough time to do battle medicine? Or
I have
is it too
no
late?
Idea.
I... Ooh, man.
In real time, it was 2 weeks.
We haven't healed for a while. Because this is our first fight after fighting Smiley, we haven't had a fight since then.
Yeah, and you've had some social interactions, so I'll say it's been an hour.
Yeah, so it's been a while. So no one is immune to two wounds right now.
Yeah,
yeah.
Okay.
That's what editing does to you, kids. You have just knowledge just tucked away in there.
So this thing just went. So hopefully somebody can kill it. Who's really hurt? Fidget is at, well, everyone's at 16 basically, except for me and Naz and Snowflake.
Yeah.
How many of these two things?
Just don't hurt one of them.
Hopefully not. Yeah, I'll just heal Fidget. 20. Oh, let's go. Nat 20.
Oh shit.
I don't even know what that does.
That's a critical success to double your healing dice and your bonus.
So damn. 48. What is the bonus to it?
Your wisdom, I think, is it?
Just my wisdom modifier?
I'm looking it up.
Yeah. Oh.
Why is Marcus the best of us?
Because I know my place in this team.
Critical success, 48 hit points. Just that. There's no bonus. Just 48.
Okay. And he loses wounds of condition.
He does. Wow, that really saves you.
Only 15.
It's better than nothing.
And you're away from dying permanently. But your wounded condition's gone.
Sweet.
And then Fidget will look Snap Ryan right in the eyes and just give a small nod, but not say anything.
She's like, I wanted to die.
I really liked my next character.
I was already in heaven. All right, and then that was only one action, so then I can move over here and I'll do the same thing to Anna Carmen. And
your point?
Yeah, sure. Alright, yeah, that's what is a
25 repeat critical success.
25, okay, that does not make it. Actually, what's 17? Yeah, that's actually 25 exactly. So if it matches, it's a critical success.
That's the critical success.
Let's go. So 48. Look at that, 22. That's fire.
And your wounded condition's gone. My God, Snap, you've healed a close to about 50 health points in this battle.
Yeah.
True.
He's a hero!
Like, you undisputedly, like, Elmer Moore.
Brought us all back.
He's closer. You're another step away.
And it's Goblin Step, so it's even farther.
More than, like, the more than Nathan, because he healed more.
That's probably true.
And you like how you said Nathan versus Anna Carmen and not Digit versus Elmer.
Very disrespectful. But you can heal yourself. You have a dinner in the mood.
Yeah, Chris.
Anna Carmen, with your newfound strength, it's your turn.
Sweet. All right. Joe, allow me to do some fancy hopping all over the tables and
hop
furniture.
Your way to victory.
Yes. All right. I'm just jumping over tables, jumping on chairs, jumping from thing to thing, making my way over here. I'm gonna roll athletics for that, or else I'd feel like I'm cheating.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, I fucking make it. I make it so hard. You wanna know my bonus for that?
Yeah, what's your total?
Alright, I'll roll acrobatics is what I meant. 26, 18 plus 8.
You jump from side to side, parkouring your way. And everyone looks at you like, why is she doing this? There's no reason.
Because I'm about to stab the shit out of this guy.
Go ahead and get your panache point.
Yeah, I got my panache point. Oh, hero point. I rolled a 5. So I'm gonna roll again. Oh.
Oh my god.
I rolled a 4.
Like, you did the crossover, but then you missed the shot.
Yeah, it's essentially what happened. Joe, you said I earned an extra hero point in the group chat while I'm assuming you were drunk, so I get another one, right?
I was there. You said that, Joe.
Yeah.
Yeah, Joe, you said it. We all saw it. We're all in that
Chris
group chat.
Chris got the hero point, and you did not.
It was definitely
it was me.
And
Chris.
No, no. It was me.
No, you answered last.
It was pretty
awesome. Yeah, and you replied when I said it.
We're going to have to check the tape. So until then, until we can decide this, no one gets the extra hero point.
What a fun cop out.
You motherfucker.
Huh? Should have just gave it to Chris.
I should have just gave it to my best man. Fine. The fucking first attack misses, and I waste a hero point. I'm going to try again.
I also learned that we can't...
Oh my god. That one. 5-4-1. That's fucking fantastic.
Oh, no, dude.
All right, I'm up here. I'm in front of it.
Naz, it's your turn.
Barefaced.
All right. I'm going to skedaddle to it. Can I go through the door?
Yes.
Naz busts through a wall.
Well, in my head, he goes through
like the Kool-Aid Man.
Yeah, yeah, I get you.
Nah, I was trying to go through the wall.
All right, roll Cool Man check.
Oh, yeah.
Kool-Aid Man. Oh, I said Cool Man.
Yeah, I was like, Cool Man. Who the fuck is Cool Man? That's the fucking Mega Man thing?
That's his Christian given name.
Cool Man.
Cool Man.
Cool Man.
Okay, I don't.
Cool Man Jones.
Cool Man Jones. I'm just fucking doing terrible today.
Refresh. Today? Refresh. Just refresh it.
I know. Today? Oh my
god. God, that's a miss. Both of your jaw attacks miss.
Yeah. Okay. I don't like Joe's condescending tone.
I am rooting for you guys.
I'm sorry. You're not all sorry.
Right. Grimlock busts through the wall.
Yeah, Grimlock busts through the other wall.
Oh, yeah.
Cool Man.
Next to Rockman.
Rolled a 25 attack on him. So I sprint on the other side because this guy is like, he's trying to checkers us, like just skipping over us, but we're the king in this situation.
Checkers, you
know? I'm just call me Empress.
25 hits.
Only hit bitch in charge.
Wow, then I rolled a
one.
Six damage. Six damage, yeah.
Alright. Very low damage, but it's damage still.
And then I'm going to... I'm going for another grapple. I'm doing it this time again. 29. That has to hit.
29 is a grapple.
Okay. So this thing is grappled, minus 10 movement, and it's considered flat foot.
Alright. Goes ahead and takes a minus 2 to its AC.
How tall is this thing?
This thing is about 6 feet tall.
And nice. Grimlock is what, 3 feet?
Yeah, he's fucking...
He's a sturdy 3.5.
Why are you asking?
No, I'm just curious. Is this, you know, imagining this dwarf just like...
get a visual.
Yeah, just like fucking grappling one of its legs. Just like, you're not going nowhere.
Chris, Grimlock is nobly sacrificing himself like
Piccolo. No, he's doing great.
he's about to get shot through the chest like Piccolo.
Do it!
Oh no, like Goku.
Who's that?
Okay. Do it!
Grimlock, Grimlock, Piccolo, Aku, Goku, Anna Carmen, Chi Chi.
Okay, no. Disrespectful.
Snap Gohan, Naz Trunks. There's an alternate dimension that's, so cool. That's really fucking strong. But not this one.
This one's still a baby. He's not grown up yet.
It's your turn.
This one just wants to be a scholar.
How much Does it take a whole action to get up or just
to stand? Yes,
to stand. To okay. Okay. Well, she'll get up. She'll stand up, and then her eyes still kind of like zipping back and forth around the room, kind of like confused, but still see the big thing, still the big creature, still alive. So she'll do the same motion: the small, the coyote hand into a fist. Another will save.
17.
Okay, it's still, it's fine. But you take 7 points of damage, of mental damage.
Okay, here we go, guys. You guys are doing it. The team is coming up.
I'm casting the spell days, by the way, just, you know, so just so people know. I'm just doing damage automatically.
Nice.
All right, that's it. That's my turn. That's that. Because I stood up and I took my two action spell.
Okay, so it is currently grappled by a dwarf. You're just holding onto its two legs. You're going really low for the tackle. And wait, did you use your axe to grapple it or your body?
I used my axe.
So that he's like, makes more sense.
Yeah.
Okay, there you go. Like Star Wars, like a
Star Wars.
Star Wars.
Empire Strikes Back.
Mm.
The cables.
I'm imagining a mouse.
Oh. AT-ATs.
Yes, thank you.
Oh,
I thought that was a good reference for this.
He's, but they're not. All, but he's not all fours. You need four legs.
AT-ATs.
I'm imagining Fireball goes west.
Joe Grimlock. Grimlock's using an axe. He's not using a fucking X-wing. Okay.
All right. It takes a bite out of Snap. That's a 20. A 20's gonna hit. I know that. It's gonna do 13 points of damage to you, bud.
He can't bite like that. I'm hella far.
Oh, Naz. Damn it!
I'm like, you bite me from across the room.
He's throwing his mouth?
He's got Michael Jordan jaws from Space Jam.
Excuse me, miss.
He's throwing net from across the room.
Across the room.
It's a 14 points of damage to his Naz.
What the fuck?
And then it's gonna try to claw Grimlock. It's gonna try to itch its leg. That's a 19. It's a 19 hit.
It's my AC.
Alright, that's gonna be 12 points of damage.
Okay.
And then it's just gonna try to claw you again. Oh, no, minus 10 though. So a 15. That's gonna miss.
Miss, yep.
Alright, that's its turn. Alright, I believe this round's the round. You guys are gonna take it out. Snap. Carry the team more. Put more on your back.
It kinda all moved it. But we can get Snowflake finally active. So I'll have Sending Snowflake go in, take a bite attack bonus.
I like how Snowflake was outside the room, like in the hallway, like a bouncer. Like, I'm like checking to see what's happening, and Snowflake's, no, you don't want to go in there.
give it 5 minutes. We're at max capacity in there. Plus 6, 12, 14. Guessing that is not hit.
What was that?
14.
That's a miss.
Okay, and then how far is this? 5, 10, 15, 20. Well, actually, I'll send it right here. And then I'll take a slingshot attack.
Okay.
I actually don't know what my bonus is. I think it's plus 6. 17?
17 is a hit because it is grappled and flat-footed.
Nasty. And then, what is this sling? D4?
D4 not plus your D8. Strength. Because it's a propulsion. Propulsion blast.
Oh. One damage.
Alright. 1 point damage.
I do one damage and that's my turn.
Alright. It is Anakarman's turn. I believe Anakarman.
It's flat-footed?
It is flat-footed.
Cool. Well, I'm just going to try to attack it. Oh, yeah, baby. 19 plus 9.
That's what I'm talking
about.
That's
a critical hit because it's flat-footed.
Oh, baby. All right, let's do it. Double damage.
28 is 10 more than 17.
That's awful. 10 points of damage.
Okay. That's all you got off your crit?
I know.
Damn.
All right. Oh, wait. Plus an extra 2 because I have panache.
So okay, 12. Now you guys are really fucking up.
Okay. All right. I'm going to do the same thing. I'm going to try to attack it again. Does an 11 hit?
An 11 does not hit.
Are you sure?
I'm fairly positive.
Check your math.
Okay, the one. That's points. Pi. Yeah, it's a miss.
Oh! That was for an attack.
In your face, Joe.
In your fucking face.
Okay, what's that total?
In your fucking face, 29.
Minus 10.
19.
19. That's a hit. And since the natural 20, it goes up one. That's a critical hit. Damn.
That was unnecessary.
What was unnecessary?
Having to do the math? We all see it's a natural 20.
I know, but if you would have missed, then it would have just been a regular hit.
Still unnecessary. 11, 13.
All right, guys, it's time. It's time. It's final countdown. I believe in you. Naz, finish it.
Let's fucking go.
There's one.
No, one.
Whoa.
Are you gonna start?
You want a hero point there?
Oh, you got a crit. You got a crit. You got a fucking crit there. Look at that. You got a crit there. He hit it.
Is it dead?
What'd you roll?
6 damage.
So,
6 damage, though.
Here's the scene. Grimlock dives down or uses an axe to trip its legs while.
No, I grapple it.
Grapple its legs. Snap hits it in the head with a rock, distracting it for a bit, while Anna Carmen pierces it twice. And Naz jumps up and takes a bite out of its jugular, and it falls.
Jugular.
You painted a good word picture.
Don't use big words.
Don't use big words on Naz.
You've never heard you're a rogue and you jugular's not in your vocabulary?
Like, Naz, like, climbs up its body and just takes a bite out of it.
Does he say pause?
Is it what? All right, guys, you did it. You killed the Evercondaloo. I'm just going to skip over that.
I love how you pushed through it. Just keep going. All
right, you guys are messed up right now. You're in this library.
I'm not messed up.
Jugular vein. I've never heard that word in my life.
Are you fucking serious, man?
You're really... He's doubling down?
I'm being honest. I'll go on mute. Keep going.
Actually take another fight right now. We're pretty full health.
I'm good. Yeah,
I have 4 health.
Like we said, we're pretty good.
You want me to heal you? I can heal you. Or you want to heal yourself?
Grimlock's walking towards you and just running into everything.
Grimlock, go home. You're drunk.
We talked about this.
Yeah, and I walk up right to Snap.
Absolutely. I can heal you. Hopefully I don't do 4 damage right now. Oh, that passes. Regular, though. So what is a regular? 2d8? Yeah. And the wounded condition is still removed. 15! That's pretty good, actually.
What a roll. I'm going to Searing Restoration my wounds, too. Crafting check. I fail. I don't know what happens on a fail.
I kill myself.
It blows up, doesn't it?
Well, no, that's a critical fail. And that's when it's like overheated or whatever.
Why are you so excited, Joe? Turn that excitement down.
Sorry.
Don't tone that down.
Killed my demon.
We don't die in the fight. We die due to equipment error after.
With Grimlock as your technician, it's not. I'm sure there's been a few deaths.
I'm waiting for him to make something cool.
His axe that can trip people and stab people.
Something useful.
He never shares it.
Might as well. In that room, you actually noticed behind you where you were unconscious. You actually noticed there is a piece of the wall that looks like it's indented.
Like they punched it?
Like you could push it.
Oh, like a secret door.
Yes.
Like a kid named Kyle punched it.
What the fuck, Kyle? Okay.
Do with that what you will.
All right. Before addressing that, she'll just kind of... What about the rest of the road? About like all these books and shit?
Let me go ahead and roll a perception token, guys. Oh! All right. Grimlock, while you're fidgeting around, you notice on the bookshelves, like, one of the only books that's still, like, not torn to pieces is, like, a formula book.
Okay. I go get it.
You take a quick little read, and it contains formulas for lesser elixir of life, a moderate cheetah's elixir, and a moderate eagle eye elixir. So if you guys were to get some potion creating stuff, you'd have those formulas.
Cool. You said cheetah? Like a cat cheetah?
Yes.
Hmm. And then what was that last one?
The last one was a moderate eagle eye elixir.
Oh, eagle eye. Okay.
Moderate.
Starring Shia LaBeouf.
Okay. I don't know anyone of us that actually like potion crafting.
It would probably either be Snap or.
Is that a deviant of crafting? I guess we could look into this later.
Snap can't read.
I pocket the
book. So either Grimlock or Fidget, though.
You guys are in this trashed room.
Okay, well, I ask everyone, so how we feel? Do we keep going? What are we doing here?
I feel fantastic. I say we move further inward.
How much work does it take to get potion or spells back?
Full rest. So a full 8 hours of sleep. And then I think an hour to prepare your spells, so 9 hours total.
Do you think we can go to the front and just rest in those rooms? It's pretty unsafe. What do you guys think?
Sleep in a shift?
I don't mind.
You guys can take a moment.
What about right here? Are there beds right here? Maybe there might be beds right here.
I think it's dorms still.
They're all beds. I think they're all beds.
We don't gotta go all the way back to the front.
But we should it might be safer.
Yeah, I feel like we're closer to danger. I don't know. Stepping out of the hallway, like, do we hear anything?
Yeah, you guys take a moment to like get familiar with your surroundings, and Grimlock, you hear like plates and some just movement to the south of you, like down like the hallway. Food plates?
Like kitchen?
Yeah.
Or like mail plates, like armor.
Kitchen.
Okay. Well, I tell everyone this. Well, there could be people, to the south. I say we maybe get some space between us and maybe take some rest. How are your spells looking like, Snap and Fidget?
Fidget will just shake her head and kind of like pantomime, like as if her pockets are empty. It's kind of like that.
Snap is like shrugs too, but like I don't got much shrug. I have two spells left.
Okay, I say we go rest. Why not? We'll be right back.
Door.
What? I didn't
and like know. She'll point to the door behind her that Joe pointed out to me. There's like a hidden door right here.
Should we open that before we go? I'm a little curious myself.
Of course.
Okay, so I gather around the door, a little hidden door to the south of the room. And I push it or pull it slowly open.
Joke's on you, it doesn't budge.
It's a sliding door?
Why? Damn it.
Alright, so you slide it over and it releases.
Releases, huh?
We're all dead.
No, you open it into a bedroom.
Oh.
So the small cell looks like many of the others, but for the bloody corpse in the bed.
There's a bloody corpse in the bed, huh?
The figure's a human male, dressed in the same gray robes as all the other hermits. It wears a gold sash decorated with a badge depicting an open book, and a stack of books sit on a small bedstand. And there's also an imposing mural of Gazra that depicts the deity as a raging elemental looking down from the southern wall.
And he has Grimlock's face.
Yes.
That's why there's no picture. He didn't want to spoil it.
That'd be wild. Okay. I inspect the body.
How long has this body been dead?
This thing's been dead for about 3 or 4 days.
Oh, so it smells fucking horrible.
Yeah, it smells awful in this room. That's what it releases. It releases the pheromones.
Smell? Pheromones? The smell, Joe?
Were you trying to say pheromones?
Yeah, that's it.
And
I'm about to say something out of pocket.
What kind of pheromones releases with a dead body?
That's a personal question and a
comment. Oh my god.
He smelled the pheromones.
Joseph.
It was Anna Carmen. Let's be honest.
Joseph.
There's always something off with Anna Carmen. She looks tight.
So is a dead body of the, what is this book thing? Do we know?
Oh, the books?
No, the sash or the book, the emblem of the symbol of the book. Like the bookkeeper, what are they?
Let's see. No one has
religion. Head librarian?
Yeah, you guys would put two and two together. It seems like a librarian kind of thing.
Well, why'd they kill him?
You knew too much.
So what happens to nerds in these parts.
So you check the body. Besides the sash, he does have a key on him.
I take his sash and his key. What's his key?
The key, I'm trying to think, like, what's the knob part of the key? Like, the bigger end, not the key itself.
The handle?
The handle, yes.
Jesus Christ, man.
This is coming after the episode where you said 5 feet is as tall as it's tall. So I don't want to hear it.
What?
I don't know.
Anyways, the handle is shaped as an acorn.
Like an acorn?
As an acorn?
Yeah.
Okay. I hold on to it. I put it in my pocket of keys.
Is there a big A in the room?
There's a big F-19, but you can't see it because it's invisible.
Anything else? I flipped through the books. What kind of books are they?
They're pretty religious. They look like two holy books that could be used in town.
There's two holy books that could be used in town. What does that mean? Okay.
I think what Joe is saying is that those holy books that the priest wanted us to get, they're there.
Oh, thanks. I would not have been. That was a year ago? I don't know.
This is that part of the game where we're going through and we're like, oh, we have a lot of side quests completed. We just haven't turned them in.
Basically where it's at.
I'm basically flipping through the books and I throw them on the ground and then Fidget's like, oh, hey, those are what we need. Okay.
Fidget doesn't say shit.
I'm just surprised that you guys have been in there for so long. Smell.
Anna Carmen really wants to go in that room.
Naz is licking his lips.
No, I don't.
Naz, you nasty boy.
Okay, well, I guess I take the books too and I leave.
Okay.
And then let's go rest up.
You guys make your way.
Where are we resting? Did we decide?
I still say right here, but it seemed like the general consensus was
get a room.
Going all the way back to the front.
I mean, it's not that far.
So as you guys go through the Hermitage, it's quiet. This place, you could tell that it used to be a loud, like, well-organized Hermitage. There probably was a bunch of people walking around here talking. It's just it's weird that this place is quiet.
Someone should lay guard right here on this circle. For our shifts, that should be the spot.
At like the elbow of the
hallway. I didn't see it. Oh, that one. Okay. There it is.
Just so you can see both hallways.
Yeah. But there's a door right behind that one, too. So maybe we should open that door and see nothing. So it's chill. But I don't know.
Grimlock immediately went to the furthest room in the hallway.
Yeah, okay.
Away from the action.
So Anna Carmen's first?
I guess so.
She's our best martial class.
You guys take your first shift.
Did you just get comfortable, Fidget? You want to sleep in the room next to me?
Yeah.
Only one wall. Did you just draw in your room?
One wall isn't enough.
I barricaded it.
Yeah, Fidget. Like, once you notice that you're going to that room, she moved to a different room.
Bullying.
Right. She notices, and then she hears Grimlock, she'll move to a different room, too.
Okay.
The first shift goes off without a hitch. Nothing happens. There's going to be three shifts here. 1 second.
For the spellcasters,
I got it.
Yeah, does taking a shift interrupt the 9 hours needed?
No, you guys will still get your full 9.
Okay.
I'm
not gonna have you do it.
And I'm stealthy.
You're stealthy on your watch. Okay.
In the shadows.
Yeah, I have the cloak from Harry Potter.
You're that dude. That like meme of the dude in the trench coat smoking a cigarette in the shadow from Simpson.
Alright, nothing happens on your watch, last watch.
Fidget will take it.
Alright. Fidget, you, on your last watch, you hear a little scurrying coming from the east.
Mm-hmm.
And you can finally make out that it's Bartholomew coming back.
Oh, wow.
Cool.
He reaches up to you, he looks up at you,
mm-hmm.
and he just crawls into the pocket.
Yeah. She'll pat him once and then just, like, leave him alone.
He only gets one pat after being on a days-long journey?
Yep.
Well, also, Bartholomew doesn't have the ability to talk right now.
Why?
Because she gave him the... What is it? Manipulate?
He has Sprinter, and I think he can deliver spells for me today. But they're going to change since we're resting and we're sleeping. Okay. So I'm about to give him the ability to talk again.
All right. That's the end of your rest. All your spellcasters get all your spells back. You guys receive your healing, which is... Oh, yeah, you guys hate the healing rule here. I think it's just your con.
Yeah, we don't rest often, so we need to know.
No, it's different. It's different.
I'm in full health.
It's different in 2, Joe.
I know.
And like also, during this sleep, we all leveled up.
You guys are getting close.
Make the adjustments, people.
All right, the characters regain hit points equal to the constitution modifier, multiplied by their level. So whatever your constitution modifier is, multiply it by 2.
Times 3. We're level 3.
Oh, times 2, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I get 3 health points, baby.
Mine is further doubled because I have the feet fast recovery.
Axe.
I'm at full health. Let's go.
Full health, boys.
Right. Can I ask you when I treat myself once in my room? Is that fine?
Yeah.
Oh, is that what we're calling it?
Nasty.
Can you guys hear me treating myself?
Yeah, we can hear you treating yourself.
Can I listen?
Fidget hears the echoes down the hall.
You guys are gross.
Anacondan, do you eat meat?
The fuck kind of question is that?
Are you vegetarian?
No.
All right. You smell the most delicious bacon smell.
Why do I smell this?
Bacon or turkey bacon?
It's turkey bacon.
You didn't even make me roll for any. Why do I smell this?
You're in the room closest to the left. Fidget, you smell it too.
Fidget's right there.
Are you upset that I'm giving you a smell?
I'm upset that you assumed I was vegetarian.
I didn't want to assume that you ate meat. I asked.
Snowflake smells it. Snowflake has like a bonus to smell.
Oh, that's yeah, Snowflake's all about this.
Snowflake clawing at it.
What kind of bacon?
It's definitely not turkey bacon.
Good.
Is it dinosaur bacon?
No, that's rude.
Is it maple?
No, but there is a doughy smell as well.
What the fuck, Joe?
Now we're immediately turned off by it.
Yeah.
Well, let's give it time. It's still cooking.
It's too early.
You guys don't want that raw bread?
Let's wait for it to bake like any normal.
Something tells me this place serves as bread medium rare.
You're not trying to get on this. You're not trying to get on this raw bread right now. I swear it's not cooked. Fire
raw bread. All right, what are we doing with the smell, Joe? Are we going further?
Why are you asking me? It's yours. Do with it what you will.
I smell it.
That's it.
Yeah, coming from the south.
What does imprecise scent do?
It lets you locate bacon within 100 feet.
Well, I just have 30 for snowflake.
Imprecise scent lets you locate a creature, like if they're invisible.
Fidget, it smells like somebody's cooking breakfast. That does not mean I want to investigate it, however.
When you come out, she's on the ground sitting, and she has a piece of chalk in her hands, and she's been, drawing a lot of, things on the ground. But then as soon as you open your door, she starts to wipe it away, kind of in a hurried fashion.
What were you drawing? Runes? Images of a past life?
Nothing.
Okay. So sorry to ask.
No.
Demons! She's gonna sacrifice you. Give it another hour. She would have.
Oh, good morning, Snap.
Yeah, she stands up, brush off her clothes a little bit, and then just... is it coming from the door behind me?
The smell?
Yeah.
The door behind you does not smell like bacon.
Okay.
It smells sagey.
I open that door.
There you go.
Well, boys, down the hidden bathroom. There's two pivy holes and the back of it. And you got some sage burning.
There must have been some demons in here.
Is there a lock on the door?
No.
Okay. I mean, we opened it.
No, well, but like there could be like a latch on the other side for privacy, you know?
There's no privacy here.
Apparently not. But she will turn to group and go, I'm gonna use this and close the door behind her. Oops.
Finally, a TTRPG podcast that involves the characters using the restroom.
Huh?
Did you walk in?
I think Grimlock just pulled a little peeping Tom move there.
Oh, sorry, didn't know you're in here.
It's our bathhouse filler episode.
It's our bathhouse. So while she's in there, she's gonna have a quick conversation with Bartholomew. So, but then yeah, everyone else can do their shit.
Yeah, I guess I open this door.
Hi.
No, don't worry about Joe.
Okay.
Private conversation.
Yeah, Joe. Why do you think you're involved?
You guys opening doors? You open your door?
Well, do we know where the scent is? Because I'm not going to open every door. I'm just trying to go to where.
The scent's coming down the hallway. All the way down.
Okay, then I'll just go down the hallway. What, the last door?
It's coming. Let me see what you are. So Snowflake keeps going around the corridor.
Oh, can I? Oh. Interesting. Oh, I saw that, Joe.
What are you talking about?
I hella saw that. That's funny. So it's clearly here?
Yeah, it's clearly coming from behind that door.
Alright. I'll open it. Because when was the last time we ate? It's been a minute.
We haven't eaten it. We haven't eaten since yesterday.
Yeah,
so we don't eat.
Wait, well, honestly, I don't even know what time it is. Because we woke up really early to get to the Hermitage. We were there.
We already slept once, too.
No, we rested a few times. We didn't sleep. This is the first time we slept. Yeah.
Probably like in the middle of the early morning.
Yeah, it's probably super early morning right now. It's
4 a.m. ish.
Yeah, because we probably rested at like maybe I want to say like 5, 6, 7 p.m.
Yeah, it took you guys about 10 hours fully to rest with all the shifts.
And the preparations.
Mm-hmm. Oh, 11 hours with that. Yeah, so it's about 5 o'clock in the morning.
Breakfast time. So, yeah, open the door if it's possible.
It opens. And oh man, do you see stuff.
Is that a horse? Does that say horse?
No, you see a larger man.
Orba.
With a butcher in his hand.
A dude of like an actual person?
A butcher's knife in his hand. In his hand.
That poor butcher.
Holding a whole butcher.
Oh, shit.
You said big. I didn't think he's a giant. Jesus.
Fee, five.
And in the butcher's hand, smaller man.
So you see this big man with a butcher's knife chopping up some bacon. You put the butcher here, you put the butcher there, you put the bacon here, and you cut the bacon. Quasit, go get me stuff.
Are you emulating Chef from the Muppet? That's what I'm getting here.
I don't know why Nate does that voice a lot, and he does a pretty good job.
I love the Muppets.
Nate's a big Jim Henson stan.
Muppets are great.
New movie.
Hot take.
I know. I haven't watched it yet.
It's already out.
Yeah, Haunted Mansion.
Oh damn.
Muppets.
Yeah, they did a Haunted Mansion movie on Disney Plus.
What?
Yeah. No.
In the same vein of Muppets, you know what I really don't like?
What?
Probably
what,
Jay?
Wait, we. What?
You don't
wait,
like
what?
Wait,
what?
Wait, what? Wait, what? What do you say?
I don't understand. This brain. How's that related?
I was like.
I was just thinking about Big Ten the other day.
The chef voice, and then the parents, you know. So dumb.
You're like, I'm so glad we're talking about what we like because it reminds me of what I fucking hate.
Charlie Brown.
I don't know why.
Really?
I hate that curly hair. I love him.
Charlie Brown's great. Woodstock and Snoopy?
No, they're great. They're cool.
I love Snoopy.
You don't like any of the kids or Charlie Brown?
None of the kids? Not even Linus?
I think it's Charlie Brown himself.
Joe, this is not a good moment for you. You're about to have a kid, and you're saying you don't fucking hate these kids.
Any peanuts in there.
I'm going to get your kids so much Charlie Brown stuff.
No, it's all about Winnie the Pooh.
Ew, fucking gross.
Winnie the Pooh goes hard. You never cried. You don't have a heart if you didn't cry to the Tigger movie. That's what I'm saying.
Oh my god.
That's what I'm saying.
Winnie the Pooh's too.
Watch it tonight. Please.
I don't want to cry.
I haven't seen the Tigger movie either. I saw the one where he goes to school. That one's
gross.
Winnie the Pooh goes to school?
No. That's whack.
No.
Why are you going to school?
Christopher Robin goes to school.
He's a bear.
Bear's not Christopher Robin.
Did they make him put pants on? That's cool.
Isn't there a live action one with Obi-Wan?
No.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. It's called Jedi.
What's it called? It's called Christopher Robin. No.
Yeah.
Robin is called Christopher Robin.
Well, it's called Robin, yeah? Because he's like Christopher Robin growing up.
Yeah.
And like Winnie the Pooh, is like this raggedy, like stuffed animal.
I didn't see it. I feel like it's probably good, though. It's probably like decent. Hits that nostalgia.
He's good and everything.
Mm hmm.
I've never seen a bad Ian McGregor movie.
Me neither.
Fuck Winnie the Pooh. I don't feel that strong about it.
No, Winnie the Pooh is hella... Because When I was a little kid, they had the TV show out.
Yeah.
And I would watch that.
Oh, yeah. I remember watching. Oh, those were
even
so
as a
fun.
Kid, I was like, this is lame.
Oh, my God. Why does this singer look like that?
Winnie the Pooh's literally like, it's vibey. You're just kicking it.
We're all just Eeyores now, though.
No, okay, don't put me in with Eeyore.
Yeah.
Fine, I'm Eeyore. Sorry.
that's such an Eeyore outlook. We're all Eeyores.
It's like, whoa, bro. I think you might be the Eeyore.
Everybody says depresses me.
Eeyore's so goddamn sad.
I'm the owl. I'm either the owl or I'm Rue.
You're
Rue. You have Rue energy for
straight
sure.
up Rue.
You know how straight long it took Rue. Me to get Kanga of Rue? Too long.
It's a thinker.
Too long.
It's a thinker.
Oh my God.
Oh man. Okay, we'll go back to playing the game.
Yeah, is Kanga the mom's name? This, what's the mom's name?
Kanga.
Oh, that's funny.
Kanga.
I forgot her name.
Back to the. To this cook holding a butcher.
Wait, who's Piglet?
Back to the Swedish chef.
Who's Piglet?
Who's Piglet?
Who's Piglet? You.
Yeah.
Yeah. Piglet's cool.
Piglet's cool.
Dude, I don't want to be any characters in that show.
Zach is Rabbit.
Zach's Rabbit.
Yeah.
Zach is so Rabbit doesn't even want to be on the show.
Rabbit doesn't want to be there. Rabbit was like the first Squidward.
Basically,
Rabbit is the OG Squidward. That's wild.
I can't be Rabbit then. Well, maybe in this scenario, yeah. Because I'm like, fuck this.
You sound like a rabbit.
Especially because, I mean, it'd probably make Chris.
Chris Pooh Bear.
And you're hating on him all the time.
Rabbit hates Pooh Bear.
Okay. I like it. I like this. I like this.
You're like, this is fucking lame. Why are we doing this? And
I guess that just leaves just Elmer as Tigger. And Elmer's got mad Tigger vibes.
Elmer's totally Tigger.
I'm not complaining.
So you got a double cut. Right. You got the butcher holding the butcher who's holding a knife. You put the bacon here and you cut the bacon. And go get me the pans.
Is this like the most advanced thing this butcher knows how to cook? Bacon? Because that's not that very advanced.
He's making bacon carbonara.
What is that? That's just slightly undercooking the bacon? Well, not undercooking, but not even getting it crispy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Al dente bacon?
Al dente.
Yeah, al dente bacon.
Okay, can we see? Or is only Snap that can see?
Please? Only the people in this hallway can see, because Anna Carmen can look over Snap.
Do you have an image of this chef?
I just saw
he's Swedish chef. Just think of that.
No, Emperor's New Groove. The chef that's in the restaurant.
What?
Gronk?
No, not Gronk. The one who Gronk replaces.
The one that quits and Gronk replaces.
Yeah, I think he has a name.
Yeah.
Joe, that's such a weird thing.
Is it just because did you like just watch Emperor's New Groove?
Just
you
watched
just literally. Yeah. That's fucking
Jesus Christ.
I love that movie.
That movie.
Good movie.
Good movie.
Zach, you hate that movie?
Perfect. No, Jesus.
I watched
that show. That movie's perfect.
It's perfect. Wallet.
What the hell is going on in our photo dump?
This guy, he's Swedish Chef. No, I'm not. I don't care what you say, Joe. He's Swedish Chef.
All right, in your head canon, it's Swedish Chef. But y'all in mine, seen it's the irate chef.
When Emperor goes to high school?
Yeah.
Is that show or is it movie?
Yeah, it's a show.
Yeah. Yeah, because like when Marcus was at Marcus's age, Disney was putting out a bunch of these like,
I've seen them
like there was a Hercules High School one, and there was the Emperor High School one, Aladdin High School.
He wasn't in high school; he was just a teenager.
Yeah, it's all these Disney characters in like teenage years.
What kind of high school hijinks happens at a high school full of gods? Yeah, that's what I was thinking about. Hercules.
Wait, no, he's not. He's a teenager. He doesn't have his stuff.
So he's like, it's about him getting. It's super inconsistent. And he can't control it, like his strength. So it's like he gets into hijinks like that, and then the best part is all of these characters would go to the Mickey Mouse Clubhouse.
They don't show up there. And they don't get fucking
drunk. Not the clubhouse, but the show thing.
That's the after
party. That was great. I love that one.
House of Mouse. That's what it was
called. House of Mouse.
What
the hell is House
of Mouse?
You never seen that? They had
this
House of Mouse?
This episode is
goofy. The goofy Ebenezer Ebenezer Scrooge. The Ichabod Crane. Ichabod Crane.
The Fantasia guy. They had the Fantasia villain in there, like the demon.
Mm-hmm.
This is all staying in.
Well, it is. I don't know. This episode was ruined.
But it was short. Awesome. It was short stories. Some of them were like had more story to it. Some of them were just kind of like a, I don't even know what you call it, vignette.
They would basically play old Disney cartoons, but in between those would be the little like story beats of the House of Mouse, like of everyone interacting with each other,
kind of thing.
And it was like a cocktail lounge.
Yeah,
I'm looking it up.
Like I'm trying to think of like Goofy having a conversation with Hercules. How would that go?
No, Goofy, Donald, and Mickey, they all worked there. They weren't guests. Like all the movie characters were like guests, but all the cartoon characters, like from the like TV cartoons, they like worked there.
And they had villain nights too, where all the villains
They had villain nights.
Yeah,
dude, that sounds like a really good idea for an event that Joe should throw for Halloween one year.
we should do a villain night for Halloween.
That'd be tight.
Zach,
I had this great idea right now.
I'm global warming.
Dude, I was gonna say I'm gonna be Jeff Bezos.
Shave your head. Walking with the villain. With the spaceship.
I have a good one, but I don't think I'm gonna say it on while we're being recorded.
I'll bleep it. He's not worried about the listeners. He's worried about the other people in this Discord.
Mm. He's about to out someone.
I'll be Chris.
I think I could do Jafar.
Oh my god! Yeah, you can.
Because I just have to make my beard that shape.
Did Nathan be the parrot then?
What?
Why would I be Iago? Why can't I be my own character?
No, Nathan. Iago.
You cut out.
Yes,
I know. Yeah, I was like, what did he say?
He said, you're not.
He cut out.
God damn it.
Where's the joke?
You're not Iago from Aladdin. You're Iago from Othello.
Oh my god.
I still don't see the joke. All right. There's.
Whatever.
There's the Swedish chef. You see a closet fly over, hand him another piece of bacon. The chef looks at the bacon. What is this? And then he hits the closet with the bacon, and the closet flies across the room.
And it's dead. Puffs away.
It looks over at Naz.
Snap.
God!
Fuck. But how can the closet do that? There's a wall in front of him.
No, the Swedish chef looks over.
Okay.
What are you doing? And then he throws the butcher at you. The butcher knife.
The butcher man.
The butcher man.
The man at you.
Dodge.
And it misses.
I dodge.
It misses, but it stays in the wall, stays in the door. And we're going to roll for initiative.
Oh, it's like that?
Yeah. Roll
initiative, or you just want
to... Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. The chef doesn't even try to talk to us.
Bro, I could have a reservation.
Oh, look who joins the party now, Naz.
Oh, let's go.
He's always there, Jeff.
Exactly.
I got a 14 plus 7, so 21.
Not asking yet.
Rude.
All right.
Damn.
Fuck, he said roll initiative. And he told him, he's like, I didn't ask.
All right. Carmen, what'd you get?
I said speak when he's spoken to.
No, but seriously, 14 plus what?
Yeah, 21, Joe.
Okay.
Thanks for paying attention.
I'm doing stuff over here.
Thanks for paying attention instead of... Never mind.
Naz, you got a 10. Grimlock got a 12. Snap got a 23. Damn. Fidget, what'd you get?
23.
Another 23. Let me roll for these guys. That's quite a smorgasbord of things. All right. Fidget or Snap, one of you two's up first.
What's your bonus, Marcus?
There's no tie. You guys can just decide who goes.
Oh, for this? Oh, we can just decide?
Yeah.
Do you have a plan?
You can go first since you're up ahead. I don't have a plan. You know what the room looks like.
Oh, yeah. Let me describe this room. It looks like a kitchen. There's a dining hall. There's four rectangular tables to the north, to the south. There's a giant furnace to the north with two marble-looking tables that have just been eviscerated with cut marks, and there is a large boiling pan between the one table and the furnace. And the chairs are... this place looks like it's pretty neat, besides the closets and the chef.
Okay. Let's see. Sorry, I'm looking at a spell I've never casted before.
Love it. Waste all your level 2s now.
I will summon...
Summon?
I am going to cast Summon Elemental.
Oh, get shit on, Joe!
Oh, shit, okay.
Wow. And I will... Guns. I'll summon an ice method.
An ice method?
Yes.
Okay.
Wow. Hope it doesn't melt in the kitchen. There's an open fire.
It's the only method I've ever met. And then that thing, nice. Whatchamacallit? That takes my whole turn. It's a 3.
That's your ice method.
Just so rude sometimes.
That's disrespectful, dude.
Why? I just grabbed something really fast.
It's like a Venus fly. That's exactly why it's disrespectful. That's so rude. You just gave him whatever. You didn't take the time to find something.
There.
Wow.
That is even more rude.
Great reuse of a joke.
You just triggered him.
When I thought you couldn't get any lower.
Anna Carmen.
Which one?
It's Fidget's turn.
How does this work though? Does he just goes before me or on my same turn?
He actually can go on your same turn that you summon him.
Oh really? So I can go now?
Yeah.
Okay. This is so confusing. There's
isn't it a three action? It's a three action spell, but doesn't it? Next turn to show up. Yeah, I think it's three actions. Going to take next turn to show up.
Conjure an elemental fight for you. This works like summon animal, except you summon a creature that... Oh, so I should look at summon animal for you. Yeah, how about you guys can go, and then if I'm supposed to go, I'll interject. Sound good?
Fidget will hold her turn until after...
thank you, Joe. That looks great right there.
It's good. Fidget will hold her turn until after... Anna Carmen.
Okay.
Just so, because like it's pretty crowded and like I can't do, and like she can't see anything.
Anna Carmen's gonna go in, obviously.
You should have control of it, Marcus.
Okay. So should I have an attack?
No, like you can control your icon. Like I gave you power.
Oh, okay. It doesn't say in the book. So I'll just say it goes on my turn.
Okay.
So I walk in 20 feet, not my full movement speed, but I see that little thing around the corner now, and now I'm just like, all right, what do I do? Not necessarily sure to keep moving forward or go for that little thing. So I'm gonna jump on this table, 25, 30. Then I can hold a turn. I can hold a turn if I still have like 2 turns left, right?
Yes.
Then you I'll could do hold, that.
Basically, you'd have to say, this is the action I'm waiting for, and then the triggering response would be to do it.
Sure. All right. I'm waiting for either someone to attack and then I'll attack, or them to attack, either party to attack and then I'll attack.
But someone would have to go up to you to do this because you can't move and then attack. That would be 2 actions.
I have 2 actions left.
But one of your actions is using to hold.
Okay. You know what? Fuck it. I'll jump on this table and I'll attack it.
Alright.
I'll attack the chef holding the chef.
Chef holding the chef.
Plus 9, 19. Plus 9, 19. 21.
That's a hit.
Oh, sick. 5 plus 2, 7. 7 points of piercing damage.
Alright. You pierce the chef. And is that your turn?
That's the turn, yeah.
Alright. It's Quasit's turn.
No, my turn.
Oh, yeah, you're going.
Fidget will rush past Grimlock. Oh, and stand here. Seeing the situation, she will. She's gonna cast a spell. She's gonna cast telekinetic projectile on a loose chair, and it's gonna have it slam into the chef dude.
Okay.
Spell fails. I rolled a natural 1. And she's gonna stomp her foot and she'll stomp her foot and just like swing her arm and go, ah, darn it, and end her turn. That's it.
Okay. Now it's the closet's turn. All right. The closet's gonna fly over and it's gonna try to punch you. Oh, it rolled a natural 2. That's gonna miss. It's gonna try to punch you again, and Carmen.
And wait. Yep, it rolled the natural 2.
Yes.
Bonuses.
Plus its bonuses, so it gets a 9.
A 9?
Yeah.
Do it.
For the very first time in this game, that's a crit fail. I have an attack of opportunity on it.
Nice. Reaction.
Jesus Christ. So, but what I have to look at, is that an automatic hit? Do I just roll damage, or?
You have to roll to hit.
Yeah, that type of opportunity. So you
see that's that. A whack. Yeah, so it's called Opportune Riposte. Cool. Let's see here. 14 plus 9,
23. That's a hit.
Damn right it is.
Is that crit, Joe?
23, no.
4 points of piercing damage.
All right. It's some damage this turn. It got a higher than its last one, and that's its move. The other closet's going to fly over, and actually it's going to clog up this hallway. And it's going to try to punch you. Snap.
Tiny fist.
That's a 17.
I don't even know if I know my AC or my DC.
I never get hit.
I don't. I hide. It hits.
Okay. You're going to take, this is damage, 1d6 minus 1. So 2 points of damage.
Has not negative strength, Joe.
I'm down. Minus 1.
I'm down.
That has 1 point of damage, or of HP.
30. That's its turn. The other closet's going to move over to you, Anna Carmen, and it's going to try to claw you with its tiny little fist. Hey, there we go. That's a 19.
It doesn't hit.
Excuse me?
19 doesn't hit.
Doesn't hit.
Okay.
We all know Anna Carmen's AC is like over 20.
It's 20.
Oh.
Wow. Okay, but this one's going to hit. It rolled a natural 17. So minus, or plus 4, 21. So go ahead and take 1 point of damage as it claws you. So okay. Stupid.
All right.
So stupid.
That's some Nate damage.
Is it like a poison? There is a poison. Hold on. Both of you, give me a saving throw. Fortitude.
I got a 17 plus 8, 25.
All right, you save and snap.
I got a 13.
Did you roll twice? You're doing a heal point?
No, I just didn't. I pressed the button too many times by accident.
Oh, okay.
I already used my hero point.
Oh, yeah, you did. You failed, so you're going to take a d6 of poison damage as well. So 5 points of poison damage as the yucky closet germs get into your skin. They don't wash your hands in this kitchen. Grimlock, your turn.
See, Joe, you would know that you have to wash your hands in the kitchen. It's in the kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's true. I'm going to just beeline towards the chef, holding the chef. With 2 actions, 2 move actions.
What kind
of weapon or armor is he holding?
He is wearing a chef's outfit, so a big apron, a nice big hat, and a butcher's knife.
Okay, ready for
combat. With no shirt on underneath the apron.
Nice. So
he doesn't have a weapon either. He threw his weapon.
He has another one. What kind of chef would he be without 2 butcher's knives?
I think you're making this up.
Would I be able to tamper his chef apron? Would that do anything to him?
I would say that he would be flat-footed if you were to untie his apron. You have not seen the back of this man yet. Right. You've only seen the front, and it's
there
just
is
an
no
apron.
Back.
What does that mean? Okay. Well, I guess I'll try to tamper with his apron using a crafting check. Damn it. It's against your reflex DC, which is what dope.
Reflex DC for this character is a 16.
Okay, I did it.
So as you untie this man's apron, it falls to the ground, and all he has on is some tidy whities. And he's just a hairy mess of a man that's sweating everywhere.
That can't be safe or sanitary for this kitchen.
It's not. Nope. It's really not. Naz, it's your turn.
I'm gonna stay behind.
All right, that's your turn.
It's my turn.
It's the chef's turn. The chef is going to take an action to pull up his apron, tie it back up. That takes one of his actions. You've taken away one of his actions, Chris.
He's that insecure.
He's that insecure.
Chris, what the hell did you just roll right?
What do you mean?
Never mind.
What'd you just craft this, man?
Yeah, exactly. What'd you just craft?
He tried to take off his apron.
He's then going to attack you with his knife. It's a 21.
Ouch. It's...
So he's going to do... Oh, ew. 4 points of damage.
Great. Great roll. Thank you. Okay.
And then he's going to try to hit you again with it. That's an 8 total. All right, so that's his turn. It's Snap's turn.
Okay. I guess we should kill the thing in front first. So I'll have the Mephit go first.
You have 2 people fighting with you. This is wild.
The Ice Mephit. Let me check that. So even the Mephit's got some tricks up its sleeve. Because I can use everything that it has, right?
Yeah. The Mephit is yours.
Okay, I'll just do a melee attack. So 1d20. That is a 25 to hit.
Not to hit.
And then... Woo! Oh, not a 25, actually. No, it is. And then it will be 1d4 or 2d4. So it does 1d4 of slashing plus 5, so 9. And then 1d4 of cold, which is plus 3, so 12 damage.
Holy hell. Okay.
And then I'll have Snowflake pop in right here, take a attack, 1d20 plus, so that's a 22.
Yeah,
that hits. And then 1d8, 5 points of damage.
Alright.
And then, so wait, does it take a turn for me to command the Mephit, or is the Mephit fight for...
I think it has its own, and you have your 2 actions still.
Okay, so then I will attack this thing. Well, how does it take a turn to switch from my sling to my sickle?
Yes, to draw.
It takes 1 action?
1 action, yeah. So you still have an action to swipe at it.
Okay, I'll do that. So I switch to the sickle, and then 20, 16 plus, that's a 23.
That's hits.
And then 1d4. 4 plus 5 plus, what is my bonus? Plus 3. 4 plus 5. Or what did it say? 4 plus 1 plus 3. So 8.
You just solo this closet. It's
no.
It's dead.
That's what I do.
That's who awesome. I am. Alright. Well, that's 1 closet down. That's your turn, Anna Carmen.
Alright. I'm gonna try to demoralize this the chef.
Okay. It speaks common.
There you go. Alright. I'm gonna roll for it. Oh shit. Plus 7, so 10.
Does not work.
Damn, that's unfortunate. Cause I called him ugly. I called him sweaty, hairy, gross, unkempt, all those things.
He's like, so what?
Yeah. Apparently he takes his in stride.
He shrugs. Good for him.
Good.
He has his apron back on. He's invincible.
Good self worth, good self confidence by that guy. Alright. I'm going to try to tumble through then. Go okay. Through this fool. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that
plus
that,
plus 7.
That hit.
23.
Not hits, but it succeeds.
Nice. He's flat-footed now.
Mm-hmm.
And I got panache. All right, now I'm going to attack him. 7 plus 9, 16.
Just misses, even with the flat-footed. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, if you would have got that shaken, you would have hit him.
It's unfortunate.
But you got that panache.
Yeah, that's the end of the turn.
Fidget.
All right. Fidget will run into the room. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Yeah. She's going to run to this corner right here. And then she's going to use telekinetic projectile again, you know. But this time she's going to use it on the stray butcher cleaver that was just stuck in the wall before. Mm-hmm. And she's going to go after this closet.
Okay.
Don't worry, gang. I'm here to help. That's a good number, Joe. That might be a crit. Whoa. Joe.
That's a good one.
That's a 28.
That's a crit.
That's a crit. That's a crit, Joe. Are you ready for this?
What
I don't
you
think
got?
You're ready
what
for
you got
this.
From me, Fidget?
I got this. I got 46 for you.
Holy sh...
Plus... that could have been better. Plus 4, so that's 15.
Thanks,
50 points of slashing damage.
Can he hero point damage? Just no. All of those rolls?
But thanks to Anna Carmen's riposte, it's dead. As you take the cleaver and it flies into it, and it dissects it.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. She says out loud.
All right. It's the other Quasit.
Don't get cocky.
Don't get cocky, kid. It's the last remaining Quasit's turn. It's going to see what just happened, and it's going to fly over to you, Fidget. It's going to try to claw you.
Okay.
That is an 18.
The hits.
So it's going to do 4 points of slashing damage, and I need a fortitude save.
4 points of slashing damage?
Yes.
Is that with the minus?
Yes. It rolled a 5 on its d6.
That's a save.
That's a save. Nothing happens to you. It's going to try to claw you one more time, and it rolled a natural 3, so it misses. Then it's Grimlock's turn.
All right. I'm still looking at this chef right in the eye. I raise my great axe, and I'm going to try to turn it into overdrive mode. Roll for that. 18 passes the standard DC, right? That meets. So it's on, and I get the little bonus. And I'm going to attack him. 19.
That hits.
That's 12 points of damage plus half my intelligence modifier, 14.
That hurts.
And then I'm going to strike again. Oh, that's a critical.
That's a crit.
22.
That's a crit.
Okay. What is that? 8 plus 16? I don't know how to read
this. We don't know how it goes. I think it's just 16.
Yeah, 16.
Yeah.
All right, 16 and plus 2 again, 18 points.
Hey, Chris, I'm going to let you describe your kill.
Sweet.
Okay. Wow, this is exciting. So much stuff in the kitchen. can I put his head on the burner?
You could do whatever you want with it.
Okay, I sweep the great axe towards his body, and I, using it as like kind of like a hook, I grapple him, and I carry his body towards the stove. And I just place his body right on there. Is it on? Is it burning?
It's on, yeah.
Okay. What happens? Does it just start burning?
He just
up?
Starts cooking.
Okay. And then I say, I like my bacon. Well done. And then that's my turn.
Oh, okay. Anna Carmen is just disgusted at this fucking level of fucking just sheer violence that just occurred in front of her.
What do I smell? Do I smell anything?
This was calculated.
You smell burning hair and fat.
He fucking fatality him.
Fat usually smells pretty good.
Does human fat smell good though?
Fat is fat, Joe.
Alright.
I'm trying to find out.
Alright. As soon as that happens, the Quasit looks over and then it looks at Fidget and it just gets on all fours and starts bowing to you. Save me! Save me! And we'll just...
Mercy kill it.
We'll figure out this moral dilemma next week.
This is gruesome.
Hey, y'all. Thanks for listening to another week of the Makers Misfits podcast. You can catch us on Twitter at Makers Misfits, on Instagram, Makers Misfits. We even have a Gmail, makersmisfits@gmail.com. Please tell your friends, tell your coworkers, the person next to you, the person sitting across the hall from you. Tell them to listen to our podcast. Like, rate, review, subscribe, pray, whatever you need to do. Help us get our voices heard. Have a good week, y'all.